Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, kids, 8:30 on October the 10th, 2012. We're coming at you live from Lakeview, right here in Chicago, Illinois. It's Bears Win Monday, Al.
Sure, Monday?
Bears Win.
Bears Win Monday?
Wait, what day is this?
Today's Wednesday.
Today is Bears Win Wednesday, my friend.
That's a little better.
We come at you live every Wednesday. Did I say that before?
All right.
Hey, we are the Larcher and Laurentian Sports Show. You can find us at Larcher Laurentian on the Twitter. That is at Larcher Laurentian on the Twitter. On Facebook, we are facebook.com/LarcherandLaurentian. I kind of spaced out a minute for a second. Without further ado, I'm going to hand it over to my friend, the legendary Alfred Ferdinand Larcher the Third.
Oh, thank you, Clark. And that, of course, is Clark Lawrenson.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to another Larcher and Laurentian Sports Show, the greatest, fastest-growing sports show in the world right now. And by God, we get three listeners every week, three new ones.
Yeah. So I'm happy with that. I'm sure my mom's listening again, like she does.
And do you feel it out there, Clark? Do you feel the fall in the air? Because right now the baseball is here. The playoffs are here, and we're going to see a new world champion of the baseball community.
Yes, we are. A matter of what,
5 months?
Weeks.
How long do these baseball things take? Because there's like seven games. There's like four rounds.
It's been a long time, Al. There's a round now that there wasn't a round before, right at the beginning. I got to tell you, I don't care. Well, I mean, I'm not into the baseball thing yet. I'm trying. You know, I mean, we're doing this show. I want to watch baseball, but maybe it's just after 101 losses this season. I just don't quite have it in me.
And, of course, the heartbreak of the Chicago White Sox.
Ooh.
I was working at the old Boneyard today, and a photographer came in, and he was taking pictures around the cemetery, and he was from St. Louis.
That's correct.
And we talked to him. You know, he started talking sports with me, and he was excited because at that point the Cardinals were up 6-0 on the Nationals, and they eventually won that game 8-0.
Right.
So he was very excited about that. I mean, St. Louis, a baseball town a lot like Chicago. As a matter of fact, we got the big rivalry between us. But St. Louis is a city where the baseball players win. It's a city.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand how anybody could be a Cubs fan.
All right.
You know, these guys over there in St. Louis, they've had parades. They've had managers. They've had home run things.
Yeah,
they've had people rounding the diamonds. The Cubs guys, they just lose.
Let me tell you something about St. Louis. You know, back in the day when we had an engineering feat here in Chicago, reversing the river.
Yeah.
Reversing the river.
You know, it was a wonderful foot.
You know why we did that?
Yeah.
We did that because of St. Louis.
Garbage.
All of our garbage flows right down to them, and they turn that into that piss called Bud Light. And that's us.
Wow.
Just saying. That's my stance on St. Louis.
Yeah. No, it's an interesting stance because, I mean, they know what a world championship is like. So, hey.
Wow.
You know, another thing he asked me about was Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't like Jay Cutler.
Nobody does.
Nobody likes Jay
outside of Chicago.
Yeah.
Do you know what I want to say about it?
What?
Did you see him and Tice knuckle it out the other day on the sideline, and they made sure to show it?
I missed the knuckle.
Yeah, they made sure to show it, and they were smiling.
All right. You know, we got a phone number to call. It's 347-945-6131. And the topic today is really anything you want to talk about, but I'll throw one out there. Does Lovie Smith deserve an extension on his contract? There was a report out, Terry Bors actually from 670 The Score reported yesterday that there have been talks of Lovie Smith's contract being extended another 2 years.
Saw that.
Of course, the Chicago Bears and Lovie Smith have both denied it, but...
Well, they're going to.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just what they do.
Yeah.
Because Lovie Smith's contract ends at the end of this year. I guess you don't honor the last year of a contract in football.
That it's just never done?
I guess not.
It ends after next year.
Right, but it officially... If he doesn't have a contract by the end of the year, it's over.
Really?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Isn't that just called like a guaranteed extra year? Is it?
It's a weird NFL tradition. Yeah.
So your thoughts, Al?
I am so torn on the Lovie issue that my mind is blown. I never know really how I feel. You know, when I'm around somebody who likes Lovie Smith, I like Lovie Smith. When I'm around somebody who's down on Lovie Smith, I'm down on Lovie Smith. I have this, I'm right on the fucking, that was our first F-bomb.
There's the sense.
I'm right on the edge with the whole Lovie issue. There's times I like the guy, the times I think, wow, this guy's actually a pretty good coach.
Right.
And then there's times like, can't we do better than this idiot? But he's not really an idiot. He's just kind of bland.
He's not an idiot. He couldn't be a head coach if he was an idiot. Do you think that since it is such a deadpan all the time, and he's the same way,
uh-huh.
I think that calmness that he has really helps the team stay calm and
whatnot.
Yes, that
calmness.
In the good times, you love it.
Yes.
In the good times when things are going well. And since we all know they were really going well last year, until Cutler got hurt.
Until the injury, things were going good,
That's pretty good. And then when we, like this year, things are kind of on a roll again, and we like it. We like it now, but there's that time. I remember a couple of years ago, I was actually trying to get behind making a website with a buddy of mine we were going to call BringCowerToChicago.com.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of love
for
that.
Old Cower. Yeah. There were people behind it.
That's always been kind of the rumor. When Cower left Pittsburgh, he wanted really to come to Chicago, and we wanted him here. But
I hear he still wants the job. Like, that's why he's not back into coaching.
Right.
Yeah. And that could be the case.
Maybe Emery wants him in.
But right now?
You can make as good of a case to fire Lovie Smith as you can to keep him.
That's true.
You can say, okay, here's a guy who brought us to the Super Bowl. Here's a guy who coaches one of the best defenses in football for a long time. But you could also say, hey, we've only been to like one playoffs in the last like 5 years.
Right.
You know, in his whole tenure, we made a Super Bowl, which is incredible, but we lost the Super Bowl.
This is true.
So, I mean, but if you break him down, he's probably a top 10 coach in football.
Wow. Yeah. Fair enough. It's his demeanor that's kept him in the job the whole time, too.
Yes,
and that's why
demeanor.
He's been there. Do you know any fan? Do you have any Bears fans that you associate with that have liked him the whole time or not liked him the whole time and the whole way through?
Wow, that's an interesting point.
I think a lot of people have gone back and forth.
We definitely
flipped
off on the Lovie.
I know I have.
I have, too. I can't say I've been affirm one way or the other on the Lovie issue. Lovie, you love to hate Lovie. I mean, that's really what it is.
Yeah.
He's just so vanilla. So, I mean, literally, you ask him a question at a press conference, you'll be like, hey, the defense played well. He'll go, yes, the defense played well.
Well, you know, the defense played well.
There's three phases to football.
It's nice to see us get through the first quarter of the season.
First quarter.
Well.
Of course. The football's broken down into four quarters of the season.
Yes, sir. And we were 3-1.
Yeah.
We lost one out of not bad.
75% in the
there
first quarter.
There you go. How do you feel about the Jags game? Let's go ahead and talk about last week. Obviously, without saying, I know we can all say maybe a slow start.
How was your party?
Just a couple people over. Chili. It was our first chili, Al.
Okay.
That chili, I'd say, you know, well, we could use some work.
Who made the chili?
I did. I
was it the couple?
Gathered a recipe. Yeah, Lauren.
Was it the Lauren and Lawrence?
Yeah, it was our first chili.
Wow.
Yeah. She jumped in and gave me a hand with it.
Yeah. Was it a little spicy?
It had a late kick on it. It was kind of like the old chorizo one. What I did was I overcooked the bacon at the beginning. It was a bacon black bean chili. But what you do is you learn from those mistakes. I call this part halftime in my chili making.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to make some halftime adjustments. Then I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to bring that back. And then maybe the second half, next game I have, next time I
make some
chili,
halftime adjustments.
Halftime adjustments, and then we're good to go. Chili should be looking well. Hopefully we win 40-something to 3.
I gnawed on a ham bone for about 2 hours.
Watching the game?
Yeah.
You went over with this Aaron.
Yeah, I went over. I saw Aaron.
I heard you couldn't find him at first, but let me tell you, you should have been. I asked you to come, and Aaron and I, we might have some beef.
Well, yeah, Aaron asked you first.
Share the larger.
So, yeah, Aaron wasn't there, and we were watching the game over at his dad's, mm-hmm. and his dad was like a father to me, but he didn't stop smoking.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now he's you know.
Right, yeah.
So I come in and I sneak in the back door. So I go in the, Aaron's like, there's no key. You got to climb over the fence and just go into the back patio. It's always open. I go in the back patio and then, of course, well, I want to go in the room and see what's up. And Aaron goes to me, the first thing he's going to ask you for is a cigarette. So I go in there and I think I startled him because he's never seen me with long hair and a beard. So I don't think he had any idea who I was for like a few minutes.
And then when he realized it was you, did he feel bad about it?
Oh, as soon as he realized, it was me, he goes, "Hey, you don't smoke, do you?" And then I said no, and that was it.
Did he have to push the button on the trick?
No, come on now.
You said he was like,
you know something, that is just, that is beyond, that's wrong.
But I thought that's, you gotta specify here.
So
you can find us again. We are 347-945-6131 on your telephone, using your cellular telephone, your home phone, and or a pay phone.
It was a dark day here in Chicago today, you know, kind of gloomy. And to go along with it, the old man from Webster croaked, which was terrible.
Yeah, what do you think about that? In apparently he was a football player before we were.
Yeah,
around.
He was like on the Lions. I think he was basically their Steve McMichael, only he was maybe a little smarter.
Yep.
So, you know, I think he was just like a badass, you know, football player. And
nose tackle, I believe.
Yeah. Which is a tough position.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go right over the center and take on two guards. I mean, that's no messing around.
So that made both the sports news today and the news.
Right.
But do you think if he had just been a football player, would it have made news? Because some guys can't.
No.
You know, if Unitas dies. Well,
if Unitas dies, yes. If Steve McMichael dies, no.
That'll be big here.
It'll be big in Chicago,
but
it's
not
going national.
No
one cares.
You're national guys. Yeah.
Maybe William Perry, because William Perry was a G.I. Joe action figure. And if a G.I. Joe action figure is made of you, then you're a national story.
All right. Hey, I agree. I agree completely.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Hey.
Good point. Hey, I was going to say we actually have a caller.
Oh, wow.
That means we have a listener, I believe.
That's a good start.
That's a heck of a start, my friend. Let's go to the caller. Hello, caller from the 217.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Not bad. How are you, sir?
It's good. It's Rusty Shackleford out here in Phoenix.
Oh, I think Rusty called a while back. Do you remember that?
Yeah. How you doing, Rusty?
You know, I'm doing all right. Got into a debate out here at the local bar about Brian Urlacher. I missed your show last week, so I don't know if you talked about Urlacher last week.
No, we haven't, and I actually have him on my agenda to talk about tonight, so I'm glad you brought him up.
Yeah.
You don't think he's 100%, do you?
I don't, and the question is that we got in this argument is, should he retire after this year, or is his presence on the field as a leader
mm-hmm.
warranted to keeping him on even though he's not 100%?
Right.
I hear what you're saying.
Rusty, that's tough. If he's going to continue playing the way he's playing now, which is slow, I mean, Urlacher's biggest strength was his speed between the sideline and sideline. That cross speed was so phenomenal for a guy of his size, and clearly in that Jacksonville game, it wasn't there. He was getting beat, and it's sad to see. I mean, it is sad to see, like, your heroes or these guys you've seen for so long dominate for so long start to fall apart. But I know what you're saying. Like, in the past when Urlacher's been injured, the whole team falls apart because he manages where people are. He gets people pointed in the right direction. He calls out plays. He's such a good general out there that the whole defense responds the way it does. Now, the last time we really saw that is when he went down a couple years ago, and I forget it. I think Roach stepped in for him.
Yeah, that was Roach.
And it just looked bad. But this defense is so much older now. I think they'd be okay with Tillman out there. barking where to go, and Peppers,
yeah,
and the veterans. And Lance Briggs, my God, that is the only knock on Lance Briggs, is he's not that leader or that manager that Urlacher is. Otherwise, Lance Briggs is going to be a good linebacker for a few more years for us. So to answer your question, Rusty, if this is the way he's going to be next year, I'd rather maybe see something new out there.
That's what I argued, that, you know what, I think after the MCL strains and everything and the surgeries, it's his time to retire and maybe go to a coaching role instead at Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say if he was going to have that year where he's still the leader, that's the time is right now. We're, like, in that moment.
Right.
He's still getting her done out there. Even he acknowledged the other day. I think I saw it today. He said he's not where he wants to be.
Now, the hope, Rusty, is that, of course, he does get better in these next couple games, and maybe he gets back to where he was. Not fully, but let's say 80% Urlacher I would want back next year.
I think that at 80%, I'd still say, you know what, let's put in some fresh legs in there and see what they can do. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, a linebacker is such a hard position to find that guy, and this defense is so veteran. That's the other issue with Lovie Smith. Is it time to maybe start, if we get a new coach, you're probably going to change defensive stylings, and the drafting of a 3-4 outside linebacker in McClellan is interesting. And don't forget, Cowher is a 3-4 guy.
Oh, there you go. Bringing it back to that.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think we're going to have Lovie for a bit. But, Rusty, thanks for the call on Urlacher. We do appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate it, guys.
Hey, Rusty, real quick, you think we should re-sign Lovie or no?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. Appreciate the call.
I'm a fan. You know what? I'm a fan of Lovie, and I'm also a big fan of Cutler also. So.
Cool. Right, yeah, so are we. We are Lovie right now ourselves. Thanks for the call. You watching the Cardinals out there?
We are. You know, me and Mr. Speck were just talking about the Cardinals today. So.
Are we done buying the hype?
No. They're going to win the pennant again.
Oh, and
going all the way.
Evan, Rusty, that is. What's your name?
Not unless the Yanks could stop them.
Rusty Shackelford. Rusty, you guys don't get the reference of Rusty Shackelford, do you?
What's that?
You don't catch the Rusty Shackelford reference from King of the Hill? Look it up.
All right, we got you. We sure will.
Thanks, Uncle
Rusty. Right, guys. Thanks. You have a good night.
You too. Hey, this show tonight is brought to you by Comedy Accident at the Underground, November 10th at 8 o'clock. Comedy Accident at the Underground right here in Chicago, Illinois, November 10th, 8 p.m. at Clark Street there at the corner of Newport.
And also the Mower Mechanic, on-site tune-ups and repair. Look for Monkey Boy in bibs. Blade sharpening, snowblower repair. Dial 815-522-5044. Look for the Monkey Boy in bibs.
All right, then.
What the hell is that?
What's that?
What is it? The Monkey Boy in bibs? That's the most subtle racist thing I've ever seen in my life.
No, it's not. It's
brutal.
Al.
The Mower Mechanic in some small town?
No, yeah, it's good. It's good news. You need your lawn mowed? Just give him a call. It's fun.
I'm sorry,
it's playful.
People. That was
cool.
It was a real ad.
It's
it was
fun,
on the side of
playful.
A coffee mug.
It's
here.
Fun. It's playful. It's good.
Stolen. Oh, I don't want to say the name.
Stolen. Yeah.
It's taken. Theft it.
Actually, it was bought as a gift, to be honest.
You know, we haven't even talked about this, and I don't know why we haven't talked about this yet, but last week you met the owner of the Cubs. What's his name?
Yeah.
Biff?
Tom Ricketts.
Ricketts. Yeah, Uncle Ricketts. So yeah. You met Ricketts, and you talked nothing with him. You met him, you took a nice picture, everyone smiled and went
I talked
home.
To him about the Cubs for a while. He mentioned that they were whittling at the wood.
Yeah, whittling at the wood.
Taking a couple steps back, taking a few more forward.
Is that really the quote?
And he said he has some baseball geniuses working for him.
Well, did he really say whittling at the wood? Or
yes.
Is that,
yes.
He said whittling at the wood.
Yeah, we can check with Brent about that. But
well, there's
but
your
that,
owner of the Chicago Blue Cubs.
He's a Nebraska guy. I wanted to thank him for bringing the Bison Dogs to Wrigley.
Yeah.
Have you had a Bison Dog over at Wrigley Field now?
I have not.
I highly suggest.
I missed Wrigley this. I actually had tickets to go to a game, but I got stuck in traffic, so...
You are the baseball traffic guru.
So afterwards, you know, we talked on the show about you meeting this guy.
Yeah, we did.
Afterwards, I felt like, well, you know, what have I done to help the Chicago White Sox, the Chicago Cubs? What have I done to help this team, this horrible team, get better? So I got on the phone. I got in the old larger Rolodex, and I called Dale Swain up.
Yep.
And I said, listen, Dale, I know you're bad. I know you're in a bad place right now. You won the game today, but you got to be miserable losing over 100 games. Why don't you meet me at the bar? We'll have a drink. We'll have a couple laughs. And I'll give you some tips, and we'll talk things over. So he after this program, met me at the bar, and we went and we had a couple drinks. And I sat down, and I discussed him the future of the Chicago Cubs team.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you have to say to Mr. Swain?
Well, we talked about the Larcher Initiative.
And what is the Larcher Initiative?
Well, number one, we're going to deviate traffic from the ballpark for a couple years while we work on a state-of-the-art, high-tech stadium in the town of Schaumburg, Illinois.
That is not what you said.
Yeah, no, we talked about this. We talked about baseball in Schaumburg.
I think
right
that's
next
a question
to medieval
for
times.
More like the owner. Maybe if you to talk to Ricketts, that's a question.
Well, here's the thing.
You can't ask the manager. You're going to the wrong guy.
No.
Here's
your
first problem.
I'm not done yet, Clark. I mean, come on. So I meet this guy, and I tell him all this stuff, and then we talk baseball, and I told him all the secrets to fixing the Chicago Cubs in 2.5 years.
And what are those secrets?
I can't reveal them because then they wouldn't be secrets, Clark.
Are you
saying
that you're calling it and you're if they win within the next 2-3 years here, then Al Larcher.
But the Larcher Initiative obviously succeeded. So we talked it out and we realized we couldn't get things done all on our own. So he called Theo up. He said, Theo, hey, come on out to Trader Todd's. You know, we could sing a couple songs. He wanted to sing Simple Man.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So
you didn't have it.
Theo wasn't really in the mood. Theo, you know, he takes things difficult. So we're going out for waffles.
Wait, this is Theo now?
Yeah. He was
okay.
On the phone.
Okay.
Are you following this?
I'm kind of.
Have you seen the picture on the website?
Yeah, you and the manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't BS. This isn't bunk. This is really happening. So This Sunday, with the Bears on a bye, Theo, my buddy, the Salt and the Swain flu, and myself are going to head out and we're going to get some pancakes and we are going to solve the Chicago Cubs. Thank you.
Chocolate chip or blueberry or just the regular?
Clark, don't belittle the meeting.
I'm just...
All right, this is serious.
You just got me in the mood for pancakes.
Baseball.
You got
business.
Me in the mood for pancakes. What can I do, Larcher?
Yeah, I know. Crazy.
He's Al Larcher. I'm Clark Lawrence, and it's a Larcher and Lawrence in Sports Show.
Oh, my God. Maybe we should get to sports at some point.
Well, eventually.
347-945-6131. That's 347-945-6131.
We certainly appreciate you listening. I appreciate you out in Sycamore, out there in DeKalb. Those of you in Kirkland, Illinois. We do appreciate it. The pride and joy of Kirkland, Illinois, old Gene Lamont, is running the third base for the Detroit Tigers, who are doing pretty darn well there in those playoffs.
Really?
Yeah, things are looking on the up.
Okay.
My mom makes sure to tell me every time I talk to her.
So the same town you're from, the town where you just have to look for the monkey boy in bibs.
Yes.
They produced a baseball manager.
Yeah.
Wow, good.
Yeah, we did. And I'll tell you, that guy does a good job mowing lawns. I've seen it.
The monkey boy in bibs?
The guy does a good job. You can stop referring.
He puts it in his ad,
it's
monkey
okay.
boy in bibs.
It's my guy. Hey.
Look for him. Like he's some kind of, there's
my
a picture
guy.
Of a monkey riding a lawnmower in the ad.
I love you. Half of our fan base is in Kirkland, Illinois.
Right.
You know, yeah.
God bless them. I love Kirkland.
You've come to Kirkland with me a few times. You love the town.
And, Clark, let me say this. In all due respect, in all serious, if I had a broken lawnmower, I would call. I would look for the Monkey Boy in Bibbs. So.
All right, good, good. Currently, let's see, Oakland is tied with Detroit in Game 4. Nothing. Bottom of the first. Detroit wins this. They win this. They go to the ALCS.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yep. That's about my extent on Major League Baseball playoffs right now.
Mm.
I don't know what it is. And I actually was asking old Rusty back there about the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh.
And he took it as the St. Louis. My mind was not on baseball.
Huh.
Ah. But how about that? Yanks are losing to Baltimore. 2-1, top of the eighth. That series is currently tied.
Hey, does anybody care about baseball?
No.
Does anybody know anything going on in baseball?
Orioles are winning. Orioles are beating the Yankees 2-1.
2-1.
There we go. We got the guys from Comedy Accident here, and
nobody knows. We don't. Nobody watches baseball anymore.
Do you care about? You have that Orioles. What's that?
I like it.
Nice.
I work out.
Patrick just picked up one of Lauren's big dumbbells over there.
Oh, I almost said something horrible there. I almost used a segue that would have been inappropriate and horrible. Hey, how about fantasy football this week, huh?
What do you want to say about good old fantasy football this week?
Me and your old lady went at it.
I hate you.
And I won by half a point.
It's funny because you were, look at her. Don't,
I just got an FU from the other room.
I just heard it. That is the lady friend. And let me tell you, I was hearing it during the games too, because you were up by 100 points at one point.
Right.
But none of her quarterbacks had played. We're in this league where you get two quarterbacks.
Yeah. They play at the same time.
Not only do they score points for throwing the touchdowns and gaining yardage, every reception is a full point. So you can imagine, it's a quarterback-heavy league.
It's all about the quarterback.
If you have good quarterbacks, you're going to win. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. And I thought I did. I got Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, what's going on with Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know. What's going on with those Packers? I mean, this could be a total meltdown.
All season last year, Aaron Rodgers threw six picks.
Yeah.
Six interceptions. This year, four. Four already.
Wow.
We're just a quarter over the season.
Wow.
Listen to old Lovey.
Yeah, the Packers, they're not doing anything right that they used to do right. They're completely falling apart at the seams, and wow, does it feel good. I love dancing on the Packers' graves. And Packer fans, you might think you might be able to come back from this. You might think there's a glimmer of hope somewhere deep inside the football god's eyes. But let me tell you, buddies, there isn't. The Packers are dead. I'm saying it 4 weeks in, 5 weeks into the NFL season. Kiss the Packers goodbye, the number one ranked team going in by all these overfed critics, were wrong.
Here's what I want. I'm sure that we're in that time zone, but if by chance any Packers fan is listening, I want a phone call right now. I just want to see how you're feeling. 347-945-6131. If you're a Packers fan, call up. We don't mind talking to you. Here's the thing, though. Your team's not going to make it.
No.
They're not coming back from this.
Clark, they don't know how to use a phone either.
That's true. But they're all part owners of the damn team.
That's right.
Yeah, and you'll hear about it every time from every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
They have their little certificate. You know what it gives them? They get to go to a meeting once a year. That's it. It's free donuts or something.
Who is your favorite bad coach? Like, growing up, was there one guy? Like, I love Jerry Glanville, and in hindsight, I don't think he was a very good football coach.
Well, it's funny. I was going to go with, like, Rex Ryan. I love the guy to death, but I just don't think he has it.
Really?
You
think it's all gimmick?
Faith. Yeah, I do. I think, you know, the going out and grabbing Tebow, sure, he goes, that guy, I've seen it. He says there's divine intervention on his side, and that's why he went and got him. He said that.
I wouldn't take Rex Ryan over Lovie Smith.
No, I wouldn't. Nope.
So... Yeah, but since he's gotten that stomach thing, since he's gotten the lap band, Rex Ryan looks amazing.
Yeah, he sure does. I hear good things about that.
I do too.
I mentioned him before, but remember the old Tampa Bay coach, Sam Weish?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's my guy.
He's your guy?
Yeah, he was my guy. You know, he was in our division back then, the old Central.
He was.
The NFC Central,
back
yeah.
Back in the Central days, sure.
Remember when them leaving was a big deal?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was. I mean, they dropped out, and they went from 5 to 4. It was mind-blowing.
How does that happen? You take a team, you make a new division, and all of a sudden you have less teams in that division, and now it's called the North.
It is the North, and there's no Tampa Bay. There was one head coach I really hated, and that was Wayne Fonts of the Lions.
Hated him.
Yeah.
Hated. It's about the cigar.
Yes! On Monday Night Football?
When the Bears lost that game and it put the damn Lions into the playoffs?
You remember this?
Yes, I remember this.
Oh, my God. What an a-hole.
Anyone else? Some people remember this. That was the biggest...
He's smoking the cigar, laughing right about Dicka. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Chicago. Remember that?
Right.
I don't even know the year.
I don't either.
91?
That's a good guess. Yeah, no, that's the exact reason I hate him. Unbelievable.
It comes back to that. We've never talked about that.
That's cool.
You know, you brought up your Hogan reference a few weeks ago, and I should have gotten that because you and I both know we watched wrestling together.
Right.
And then I didn't catch that reference at all. I still have to YouTube that. I'll look it up after the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Andre the Giant burned, or Iron Sheik,
that makes more sense.
Iron Sheik and Sergeant Slaughter.
Because Sergeant Slaughter had switched
sides to the Middle Eastern side.
To G.I. Joe. Oh, no.
With General Adnan.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was brutal.
He came back, though.
He did. He became American in the end.
Yeah,
he reclaimed America.
He's retired as an American.
You know, that was a really serious thing. I've read some books on wrestling because I do enjoy it, and we actually got a question. That's probably what brings us up on our website of what do we think of wrestling as a sport. And I'll answer that in a minute. But I think it was Bobby the Brain Heenan's book who talks about when that was going on, they were getting serious death threats from people who were completely insulted by it, and they thought it was so disrespectful they wanted to assassinate Sergeant Slaughter. So they legitimately had to, like, hide his location.
People were legitimately...
Yeah, he went into hiding
with
for real.
For switching to go with the Iraqis.
Right.
Who...
That was the story in wrestling.
The Iron Sheik had switched and gone with the Iraqis, too.
Well, the Iron Sheik was always... from Iraq.
Right.
Yeah. And he was always Iran pride and everything. He was a sheik. That was his gimmick.
Right.
And this is right when the Gulf War hit. So we were fighting Saddam Hussein,
yes.
And they got some guy who they called General Adnan, who looked like Saddam Hussein.
Uh-huh.
Then they brought the Iron Sheik back, and they all dressed in Iraqi uniforms.
Right.
Sergeant Slaughter joins them.
That's correct.
Then he steals the title. He wins the title from, I believe, the Ultimate Warrior, because Macho Man interfered with the scepter.
Okay.
And
you remember this
so
really
the
well.
War started, and Hogan was like...
Not happy.
No, he was not happy that America was being trashed this way. So they went on national television and they burnt his jersey, his shirt, like a flag.
Yeah.
They originally wanted to actually burn a flag, but
did they really?
The death threat stopped.
That's the word.
Them. Yeah.
Wow.
But okay, I know people who don't like wrestling; they're completely bored out of their mind right now.
Yes,
they're throwing pretzels.
But the question earlier.
The question is, what do we think of wrestling as a sport? It can't be a sport if you know the outcome beforehand.
There you go.
I think they're athletes, though. I think the wrestlers are athletes.
I will agree.
But I think it's not a sport.
It's not a sport.
I mean, it's entertainment. It's Broadway with oil.
Right. Dangerous Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these guys can get hurt and whatnot. But
oh, yeah.
To say it's a sport, like they call it sports entertainment, but they really need a new word.
No, I think sports entertainment is the right word. That's what it is. It's an entertainment.
But it's not sports.
No, but it's sports-based entertainment.
It's meant sports, fake sports entertainment.
Huh?
Like fake sports.
Yeah, but they don't want to use the word fake, Clark.
Soap opera, sports entertainment.
Back to the New York Jets.
NYJ.
Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
Is it time to put Tim Tebow in? Are we ready for Tebow fever?
I don't care. Put him in, don't put him in, whatever.
Clark,
I'm over the Tebow madness. I think a lot of people are now.
No, this man's the messiah of football. As soon as he steps back on a football field, I'm telling you, it's going to start all over again. And it's going to be magnificent.
You show me, if they do it, it's going to take them winning another game or two before anyone cares. I really think so. They're going to make a big deal out of it, but I'm not going to care. But if he pulls off upsets like he dad's done in the past.
Okay, let's say Tebow goes in for the next two games,
uh-huh.
Wins both the games.
Right.
You start
it's going to be
the
everywhere. It's going to be all over the place, and I'm going to be sick of it.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
I'm over it.
So
over
great.
It.
You know what? And the Tebow thing will get more press than the World Series.
Yeah, yeah, it probably will. We got a comment in the old chat room.
Okay.
The real, hang on, the real Humpert, he's back. He says, while you may not want to admit it, Dicka actually wasn't a very good coach.
Well, he must not have tuned in last week when I read that scathing piece on Mike Dicka.
That's true.
Mike Dicka was not a very good coach. I agree with that. But he was a great leader, and he was a great inspirational character that led our 85 Bears to the Super Bowl. Of course, it was Buddy Ryan and his defense that were out there. Mike Dicka was an offensive coordinator, and quite frankly, the offense wasn't all that great then.
I agree. But he has the ring, and you can't argue against the ring, can you?
No, you can't. Yeah, he was a motivator. That's
listen
exactly
to Pete Small
is.
Back there. He's right. He's a motivator.
He was a motivator, and that's
have
what he was.
Drink if you'd like. Plenty in the fridge.
Though. And a leader.
That's true.
So I don't know if they win it without Mike. Well, they had Walter Payton. I mean, they had Walter Payton. They had that defense. I mean, you could have went out to Kirkland and found the monkey boy in Bibbs, put him out there as the head coach, and I think they might have won. I love Mike Dicka. I'm not crapping on Dicka. Dicka is a god, in my opinion.
That's true.
But I tend to agree with the dude in the chat room. What is his name? Humper
Real
Boy.
Humpert.
Real Humperdink.
Yep.
Rupert Humperdink.
Yep.
That, indeed, Dicka wasn't. I mean, he wasn't a great coach. He's in the Hall of Fame, though.
He sure is. Both as a player and a coach, correct?
I think so.
Yes, sir.
And he was. He was a good player. And I think he was a good coach. Hall of Fame coach, I don't know.
Yeah.
It could have been more of the circus than anything else.
He got the ring. He's huge in Chicago, one of the biggest markets in the country. It's big news. Do you think that SNL made him bigger than he ever was?
Nationally, sure.
Like, he probably wouldn't be on ESPN with it. He'd have been big here, but he might not have been.
I think his antics really were what got him there. Well, it's at least what got him on SNL, you know what I mean?
True. Yeah, that's true.
Remember him roller skating through the office?
No, I don't.
You don't remember? It's, like, famous.
An SNL sketch?
No, like, for real.
He was roller skating through the office?
Yeah. Like when he's like, they should turn the Minnesota, the whatever that they played in back then, they should turn that place into a giant roller ring. Yeah. What is it, the Tinker Dome? I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Works.
All right.
The Tinker Dome.
The Tinker Dome.
Well, yeah. So he, one day, like, that was kept getting covered in the press. So they have a footage of him roller skating through the offices.
Uh-huh. And that's the footage.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be darned.
But, like, that was cutting edge back in the
1980s.
Is that
going to be on the old... Is that on the YouTube, probably?
Yeah, it is. You can find it on YouTube. As a matter of fact, if you type in, like, Mike Dicka in YouTube, and you'll find, like, there's, like, 6-minute bits of him insulting the press. Him throwing his gum at the press, or... You know, here's your IQ, buddy, zero. And, you know, you can meet me on State Street. Mm-hmm. So, anyways.
Yeah, anyway, sorry, I'm looking up this roller derby Dicka.
Well, yeah, Urlacher. So last week we talked about Tillman in the Hall of Fame, and it was like, no, you know, that's probably... Not going to happen. But we also say he's probably the best Bears cornerback.
About Tillman?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
But you think Lance Briggs could get into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too.
I think so.
He's at, what, 6 consecutive Pro Bowls?
Yeah, he has. Yeah.
And he looks like he's going to a 7th.
He's a leader out there. Yeah, I think he's going. I think especially now he's gotten a little notice nationally as well.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the right things in the national games, and then even the ones that aren't, people are still getting a hold of it.
And he's phenomenal.
Oh, he's great. Yeah, I love that you brought it up last week, you know, and you did it, I think, on Facebook first, but about Tillman
mm-hmm.
being the best cornerback in history. And then The following week, he doesn't disappoint again.
No.
Another touchdown. Are you kidding
me? Back-to-back touchdown.
And then Briggs is thinking, no, oh, here we go. I got one, too.
Well, let me do it, too.
And this time, I knew he was making the end zone, like, without a doubt, as soon as he got it, because that boy, that guy can run.
Yeah.
Lance Briggs can run.
He can.
But,
he's an athlete.
Yeah, we brought it up last week.
He can also run his Ferrari into a light ball.
Yep. It's a bye week this coming week, Al.
Yeah, what does that mean, Clark?
I don't know. Well, it means that we're not playing. The Bears aren't playing.
That's
so,
right.
So on Sunday, what's your Sunday going to be like this week, Al Archer?
Well, I tend to.
What do you do with your Sunday when the Bears are not playing?
Watch more football. So watch somebody else.
So
I have a ritual. I got to have my soup and salsa.
Soup and salsa.
Soup and salsa.
Uh huh.
And then like a sandwich.
Right.
Soup, salsa, and a sandwich, and it's Sunday. That's my days.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get my soup. I always start in the morning with some hot soup. You know, because it's cold. Open the window, smoke a little bit, let the wind blow out, get a little chill in there, and then eat some hot soup and get all ready for football, watching the pregame shows. Then I whip out the salsa, eat that till halftime. Then I run to the Riviera sandwich shop right down the street, and I get a classic Italian. And then I come back, I eat the sandwich while watching the third half. Is this what you meant on what I was doing on Sunday?
Yeah. You're going to do the same thing with more football?
Yeah. It'll just
same
be
thing.
This week, it'll be somebody different. Well, I won't have my Bears. I won't be as passionate.
I'm just having the debate. Am I going to be productive on Sunday?
No.
Or, well, I mean, there's not a game. Maybe I should get a few things done.
Like, no, it's Sunday. You don't get things done on Sunday. A
couple things.
What, like laundry?
Yeah, maybe a little laundry. Clean the house, do the bed. I don't know, maybe something like that.
I don't know, Clark. Doesn't sound good to me.
Well, it's just something to do, a little more productive on a Sunday.
Hey, can you name 10 golfers?
Current golfers?
Yeah, any golfers, all time. Can you name 10 golfers?
Yeah, you ready?
All right, I'm betting you don't.
You got to say ding when you're ready.
Okay, go.
Ernie Els. Arnold Palmer.
Palmer.
Jack Nicklaus.
Nicklaus.
Let's see. BJ Zing.
BJ Zing.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Hang on. Let's see. Phil Mickelson. Yeah.
He's that gallery over there.
Hang on. Rory McIlroy.
Rory?
John Daly.
Uh-oh. Danica Kirkpatrick?
No, Davis Love III.
Nice.
And
10 professional golfers with Clark Lorenzen. We're at 9. This could be the breaking point. This could be it. There's fear in his eyes right now. Uh-oh, he's got it.
Give me a second here.
All right, you have 30 more seconds.
All right, 30 seconds. Somebody in the chat room, maybe? I'm looking for help.
20 seconds.
Tom Kite.
There's no guy named Tom Kite.
Tom Kite.
You're high as a kite right now.
Tom Kite. Tom Kite.
Tom Kite is not
he's number
real.
10. No, Eric, look it up. Tom Kite.
There is no Tom Kite.
Somebody, hang on, I'll look it up.
If Tom Kite isn't real, you've officially lost.
Lee Trevino.
BJ, he was a country singer. BJ Singh, isn't he one? VJ.
VJ
the DJ.
I said that.
Okay.
Thomas Oliver Kite Jr. is an American professional golfer.
Damn.
And golf course architect.
Damn. How? 38 wins, and we're counting Kite.
Never challenge me again, Larcher.
Wow.
Never challenge me again.
He's a world. Okay.
I'd just like to say a big thank you to the Humpert out there.
Yeah, thank you, Humper. Phil Humperdinck or whatever the hell your name is. Damn it. So, okay.
Yes.
What do you got?
Well, I was bringing that other thing to the table, the bye week thing. But let's talk Chicago Bulls.
What
they're back, baby.
The
they are back. The Chicago basketball Bulls moving their headquarters downtown. They're moving out the Berto Center. They're coming down, huh? Started last night. They won first preseason game.
They're already playing?
Yeah, they played last night. What's wrong?
It's football season.
No, basketball season starts now, Al.
I heard there was already a Twitter fight between two players.
Probably. The word behind the Bulls right now is that I'm hearing people saying that our bench this year is better than our bench last.
Who cares? You don't have Derrick Rose.
That's all right. If they can hang around to get the sixth or seventh seed, maybe the eighth seed in the playoffs. And Rose is back and healthy. Could you imagine being that number one or two team and you're playing them? I mean, that's just, I think I'd be scared is what I'm saying. The Bulls are in a good opportunity. They have a good opportunity to really make things happen. You think so, P?
You can't have a guy just come out of nowhere. And we saw last time Derrick Rose tried to come out of
nowhere.
You've
seen the commercials. He's working hard.
Have you played the new basketball game?
Yeah, me neither. No, 2013? I played the new hockey. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's about all the hockey you're going to have this year.
I know. I give it out of
five. Patrick's playing a new hockey game.
4.5. Wow.
Fellas, have a good night.
Have a good night, guys.
Yep. That's the guys from Comedy Accident. You can find us all doing our show, Comedy Accident, at the Underground Lounge right here in Chicago. It's there at the corner of Clark and Newport.
Lauren, you're a good host.
She says you're welcome.
And if you're looking for a salon... The Splendora Salon, full-service hair salon and tanning, 526 West Main, Kirkland, Illinois, Route 72. Thank you for the Oscar Mayer wiener, Eric. Is it a whistle? I'm like a referee. Wow, I got an Oscar Mayer wiener whistle.
Is this thing live?
No.
No, we're recording this.
This is fake as it gets.
We can scrap this out and we can edit it and we'll be good to go.
Yeah, we can just edit.
We can edit this into a good show, I think.
What time is it, by the way? What time
are we at? We're getting close.
Oh, no. I mean, I got plenty of stuff to plethora.
We're getting close to that. You know, I am going to come back next week. I'm actually going to look a little more into it. I wasn't quite ready for it. But the Blackhawks minor league affiliate, the Rockford IceHogs, they're playing in the AHL. You understand? They're playing in the AHL. The Chicago Wolves also do, too. They're affiliated with Vancouver, though.
The Wolves.
So I don't want to go see them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start following the Rockford IceHogs. Maybe try to get out to a game or two. I know they open their season here within the week, right out at the Allstate Arena against the Wolves. So it's kind of, this is the, see you later, guys. This is the only Blackhawks-Canucks game. That you can get, if you want to call it that. I think get behind those guys, because they're actually playing a season.
Yeah.
What's going on with the old NHL there?
They don't want to play.
The league, I don't think, they might not survive.
That's, listen, people get very disenfranchised with hockey very fast.
Yeah.
It's not an American sport, and America loses interest fast outside of those few hockey towns.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hearing about these layoffs all over the place. People not having jobs because they can't afford it anymore.
Yeah,
I think everybody needs to take a pay cut if you want to make the league survive.
My buddy Bernie lives down on North Avenue. Shout out to Burns. He actually just got laid off as a peanut vendor for the Chicago Blackhawks.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So power to you, Bernie.
This NHL is hurting these guys.
Everybody.
That's a shame. Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll be darned.
I will be darned.
Our friend Humpert there says it's time for WNBA.
Yes.
I noticed last night that the Indiana Fever beat the Connecticut Sun. And when I first flipped by the game, the Connecticut Sun, they were up 11-0. But the Indiana Fever, mm-hmm. came back and won the game.
I tell you, Clark, at the end of a hard day when I am stressed out, there's nothing I enjoy more than kicking back on the old couch and watching Amazonian women tossing a basketball around for 4 hours. I love it. I can't get enough of it.
It was an accident. I apologize.
That's all right.
All right.
And that covers our WNBA talk for the year. I'm just going to check it out.
Speaking of NBA, you got good old Heinrich back. Heinrich is back there. He's going to run the show for now.
Right.
Rip was doing well last night. He was already hitting his shots and everything. The rest of the starting lineup then is Noah, Dang.
Dang.
And Boozer.
Boozer.
Boozer, he better have a bigger role this year. He better have a bigger role. That's all.
He better play like a bigger guy, you know? He needs to play like his size.
Yep.
He needs to start dominating out there, or it's just going to be it's going to be a rough year. It's going to be a rough year for your Chicago Bulls. It's going to be a tough watch. It's going to be there's going to be points of the season where you're going to feel like a Cleveland Browns fan. It's going to be that bad. Oh man, did our picks stink from last week, huh?
Let's take a look. You got them written down?
No, you wrote them down.
Hang on, I got it laying around here somewhere. Give me
all right. Well, I think we pretty much lost on all of them.
Well,
that's why, folks. We're not professional prognosticators. We are two rubes.
Simple men.
Fine men. Great Americans. Just doing a little football. Just doing a little sports talk for you. Hey, if you want to get in on the action, because God knows we need it, 347-945-6131 is the number. That's 347-945-6131. It's the Larcher Lawrenson Sports Show, and it is taking over Blog Talk Radio.
It sure is.
It is lighting Blog Talk on fire with these amazing sports anecdotes and stories. You ever get injured playing any sports?
I got injured on rollerblades holding on to the back of a car that was traveling at 55 miles an hour.
What?
We let go. And we're riding along, and I took a bite, broke a collarbone.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dead serious.
I never knew this.
Yeah.
How old were you?
2 weeks before my sophomore year of high school. Yeah, 2 weeks before my sophomore year of football practices started.
Damn.
Out for the season, my friend.
Wow.
I do not suggest.
Oh, is that brutal?
If you're going to be playing sports and it starts in 2 weeks, I do not suggest riding behind a vehicle at 55 miles an hour.
Why? Your mom wasn't driving, was she?
No.
Okay.
No. My buddy and I, Skitchin.
Skitchin. Was Skitchin 16
A lot of people
yet?
Do it on ice, but I was doing it.
Wait, was your friend's name Skitchin, or was
no,
the activity?
No, the activity, the name of it is Skitchin.
Oh, I thought he was Skitchin.
You hold on to the back of the car, and then it pulls you.
Yeah.
But I told my mom Skitchin. At the time, we told her that we didn't mention the vehicle part.
Oh,
when
you
we had
just,
to go back, I had to go to the hospital. Obviously,
yeah, you just blew your tailbone out.
Yeah. Oh man, my collarbone.
Yeah.
Skinned up everywhere. But we told her that we'd been playing that game of leapfrog, where you slingshot your partner head. It was real cool back in the day. But yeah, no, I'd been.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane. I did not know that. That's.
Yeah.
I sprained my ankle running from one practice field to the other. That was my big injury.
That's your sports injury?
That's
my other
my
one was
sports injury.
Getting my teeth knocked out during the water break of sixth grade basketball.
Was your buddy Skitchin with you?
No, this is my buddy Bud.
Bud?
Yeah. He came running down and opened a door into my face at basketball practice during water break.
You really lost teeth?
Lost. My front tooth came all the way out. I had to put it back in and everything. The other one chipped real bad. It's capped.
It stayed in, though?
It's capped like the Dumb and Dumber, you know?
Really?
If I take it off, yeah.
Gross.
I'd have to knock it off. Yep. Lauren is giving me the... is that a smile of approval of, that's my boy? Why am I putting words into her mouth?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's dangerous. Yeah, no, I... wow. That's always been like one of my biggest fears, losing teeth. I think it's common. I think it's a common fear people have, but it's always been like my... Like, number one, spiders. Number two, heights. Number three, the Cleveland Browns. Number four, losing my teeth.
Yeah.
Number five, maintaining the same job I have for the next 10 years. Those are my five biggest fears. Just in case you were wondering, if our friend Humford is wondering.
You don't want to make that? You don't want to make that your job for the next 10 years?
No.
All right.
No.
All right. That's all right.
Maybe. Maybe.
No, that's fine.
But no.
We actually have about 7 or 8 people in the chat room right now.
Really?
Yeah, they're hanging out.
Well, hello to all my friends.
Hey,
out there.
Chat room guys. Give us an asterisk if you what?
Yeah.
Again, this show is brought to you by the Comedy Accident.
You are
Comedy
an asterisk
at the Underground Lounge right here in Chicago. November 10th, you can catch that show at 8:00.
All right. Oh, boy, am I tired. These debates, man, they've been wearing me out.
The debates?
Yeah.
There's been one.
The sports debates.
The what?
All the sports debates we've been having tonight.
Well, if we'd have done more at WNBA, you'd be more tired.
Ugh.
Yeah,
God,
that's ridiculous.
Oh, okay. Here's a very good question, and I'll put this out to the people in the chat room. They can just tell us from there if there's anybody there. Or if you want to call, you can call too. But if you got stuck on an island and you had one television, would you rather watch women's softball or the WNBA? Like college softball or the WNBA? I think I'd rather just bury my head in the sand and wait for the tide to come and just suffocate me.
We got to vote for WNBA. Humbert.
Humbert?
Our guy.
Humbert.
Yeah, he's our guy. He's the only one with a keyboard in the chat room tonight.
Well, actually, we got a lot of listeners without hands, so it's kind of cool. This is the most...
We got to vote for softball and another one for softball, Al.
Two softballs. I'm voting softball as well.
This is getting interesting. You're voting softball,
yeah.
So that's 3 total for softball, 1 for WNBA. I'm going for WNBA.
Really?
So we are at 3-2. Any one of our listeners out there can break this tie right there
it's
in the chat room.
It's not a tie, Clark. It's 3-2.
Well, it's close enough.
I believe that's a victory for the softball ladies of America.
If you guys... need a guy. I got a guy who could fix your keyboards.
Because, like, occasionally you'll be watching one of those softball games, the college ones, and you'll get past the ones, you know what I'm talking about. And there'll be, like, a shortstop who's like, whoa, maybe.
Another vote for WNBA. It's 3-3.
Okay.
Humbert wants to throw another one in there. He said he counts for 2 because he has his name twice. But
no.
No,
Humbert,
it's 3-3.
I'm sorry.
We got to keep... Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Who do you got? Just says, who doesn't love softball?
Boom!
But he already voted. It's still 3-3.
What?
He or she already voted.
I think you're making up things just to get this tie.
Well,
the show's not ending until we know which one is better.
We're not going to be done.
This show will
right
go
now,
on.
3-3. I need another vote from another guy. Get that keyboard fixed.
Humbert, come on, man. I mean, listen. I mean, are you really watching it for sport, or are you watching it for, you know what I mean, for a little entertainment, a little side entertainment, a little Pam Oliver, if you know what I mean? That's dead air, Clark. It's a lot of it. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. So, all right. I officially get to vote twice.
Yes, you do.
So I'm gonna go softball, and I'm gonna declare softball the win.
That being said, who do you got? His friend next to him says WNBA.
Who do you? Who do I?
WNBA terrible choice is what it says. So I guess that's a vote
for
the other.
Softball.
Soccer, softball.
You know what? Let's be honest. We all just want to watch gymnastics, right?
Very technically sound show. Do you hear that? What is that?
Hey, guys. Music?
Thank you so much for listening to the Larcher and Lawrenson Sports Show this week. We do appreciate it. Thank you so very much. I am Clark Lawrenson. He is Al Larcher. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com /LarcherAndLaurenton. We are Larcher Laurenton on Twitter. You know us always whenever we're on Wednesday nights at 8:30. It's 347-945-6131.
Phone number.
347-945-6131. Guys, do a brief every week. Thank you so much, Al. It's been a pleasure this week, my friend.
It's been a pleasure as well.
We got a bye week. We can relax this week. We'll come back next Wednesday night right here at Larcher, right here at Block Talk Radio / Larcher and Laurenton. Thanks for tuning in, folks.